Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Kraus. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shir was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin daf yotes amud aleph. Before we begin the sugya, I would just like to be makdim to discuss a little bit the different psulim of shechita as a way of introduction. Halacha Mosh Mitzina is that a shechita cannot have a psul of shehiya, or jerisa, or chalada, or hagrama, or ikor. Shehiya means that in the middle of the shechita, the person stopped for a certain amount of time. Halacha were machmer that even a kol shehu, even a short amount of time. Jerisa is applying pressure, and for that reason, if the knife is too short, we're afraid the sheikh had applied pressure. A chalada is if he slips the knife under the simanim or under the fur, the skin of the animal. Hagrama is if he goes out of the makam shechita. And ikur is when one of the simanim has been separated already. It's not attached to the place where it's usually attached. And according to one pshat, and the other pshat is that if there's a pagam in the sakin, then it rips, it's oiker the simen. Now in the psul of hagrama, which is the focus of our sugya, the halacha is that a person has to remain within the shechita zone, between the top and the bottom of a certain area in the kana and the veshet. And the Mishnah had discussed in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that if a person had done a shechita in the Tabas HaGedoyla, the Tabas HaGedoyla is the upper extremity of the area of the Makam Shechita, which is almost out of the zone. If he goes past the Tabas HaGedoyla, it would not be a Kasher Shechita. However, this fellow did a Shechita in the Tabas HaGedoyla, and then he went out of the area of Shechita. And the question is if he had done enough of a shechita in the right place to become pasul. So there was a machlokes in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ashoichet mitoichet tabas." If someone shechted inside the tabas gedayla, v'shayir ba meloy hachut apnei kula, and he left over between his place where he sliced into the tabas gedayla and the tap of the zone of shechita, there was just almost nothing left. Just a meloy hachut, the thickness of a thread from the end. Shechita shekshera. His shechita is kosher. And Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, meloy hachut al pnei ruba, even if he only left a thread's width, he's only hair breadth away from the edge, even if part of the shechita was not in that area, as long as most of the shechita was within the kosher area, even though afterwards the knife exited the kosher area, it's still kosher. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, our Gemara discusses a few interesting scenarios which are used to explain the machlokes, the Tanakhama, which is the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav Asi, Machlokes b'shashachat shnei shlish. The Machlokes in the Mishnah between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda is talking about where he already shechted two-thirds in a proper manner, v'higrim shlish. And for the last third, he went out of the zone and he was pasul. The Rabbanon savri kula shechita be'inon. The Rabbanon hold it's possible because you need the whole thing shechted properly. B'tabas gedayla, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda savar, it's kosher because ruvei kakulei, because most of it roiv is kosher. Avol higrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. Let's say he was first went out of the zone. He started from out of the zone, on top of the Tavasik Doyla, and then he went down into the Tavasik Doyla for the last two-thirds. Divrei HaKol Psula, according to everyone, it is possible. Why? Because when the life of the animal left, we need that the Rav, which is the amount that you need, has to come through an act of Shrita. Here, the act of Shrita was only done halfway, because the first two-thirds, one-third of the first two-thirds was done out of the zone, the second third of the two-thirds was done in the zone, and at the point of two-thirds, that's already where it's Rav Shrita, which at that point we say that Nafach Yusta, the life of the animal, left. So therefore, even though there's a subsequent third that's done in the proper zone, it's still not going to be enough to make this a Ruva B'Shrita Ksheir, because by the time you got to the Rav of through the Simen, the Nafach Yusa happened already, and that Rav was comprised of half of a Shrita that was not in the proper area, so it was not considered a Shrita. So in that case, Divrei HaKol Psula, everyone agrees it will be possible. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Adrabba, Lema Mar Ivcha, let us say the opposite. Machlaikis, Kshehigrim Shlish, Rishachat Shnei Shlish. That the Machlaikis is Gufa in this case, where he started out of the zone, and then he went into the zone. So the first two-thirds of the Shrita are comprised of half and half Kusher and half Pasul. In that case, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sabra midi to have a chatzikon apogum, that's considered the halacha of chatzikon apogum. Rabbanon and Rabbanon hold makam shchita. Over there is a makam shchita. Achalav makam shchita. Here is not in the makam shchita. What's the halacha of chatzikon apogum? So Rashi says we say later on lafchavches that if there was a chatzikon apogum, half of the kana had already a hole in it. And he came along and he finished off the hole and now became Rav Kasha. So let's say the windpipe had a crack in it, and then he came and he completed this crack to be a Rav of the thickness of the windpipe. So then that's Kasha. Even though the Chiyus came out not through a Rav Shrita, because there was already Pogum before. So let's assume you have a Kana Pogum a third. He added a second third on the day of Shrita. You see it's Kasher. So you see that there's a Makom to be Machsher. So the same thing would apply over here when you started out with a Hagrama on a third. Then the second third was in the right place. So even though it's Navichi Yusa, only Al Yedei, a third of a Shrita, it doesn't matter because Lamaisa, it's the same concept of Kana Pogum. Rabbanan say, no, we disagree. Hasa Makam Shrita. Over there, the Kana Pogum was in the Makam Shrita, was in the windpipe already. Hacha Lav Makam Shrita. Here, you're above the windpipe totally. You're above the area of the Makam Shrita. You're totally out of the zone of Shrita. In that case, it's not going to be a Kasher Shrita. The Gemara continues and says that maybe that was a machlokes itself, and the other way, and then at the end the Gemara discusses other cases that are dependent on this Shaila as well, where he started out with a Agrama, then he made a Shrita for a third, and then he went back to the Agrama, or vice versa. All different kinds of cases, which based on various Svaras, are going to be a tray for Kasha depending on these Shitas. So the question is, what is exactly the Svara of the Rabbanon and the Rehuda in this discussion, if you can compare it to a Kana Pogum or not? So first of all, we have to understand, what is the Svara of Kana Pogum that we need? Why can't we just bring a Raya for the fact that Rav of it was, at the time you got the Rav, it was with a Shrita? Rehuda says in the Mishnah that Avit Chesem and Aleph, that as long as Rav is Shachat, it's Kasher. So the answer is, because you can say that maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was talking about only when it came through a Maisa of a Shechita. So the question is, so if that's true, then why does the Gemara assume that if you now bring the Svara of Kana Pogum into the picture, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is more inclined to agree with the Svara of Kana Pogum than the Rabbanan? If the pshat and beizer Rabbi Yehuda is that as long as the when you got to the raiv, it came through a shechita, and that's the pshat and the mishnah says you don't need a raiv from kana pogum. And if it's not the pshat, so meicha teisa that the svara of kana pogum should be a svara that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda should subscribe to as well. That's one thing that we have to understand over here in the sugya. Second of all, what is the concept of svara that Rashi says if you have to have mepik chiyusa, that the chiyus has to come out al yedei the maisa of rov shechita? What does it bother us if the shechita comes out, if the life of the animal comes out al yedei hagrama? What's the difference if it comes out al yedei hagrama or if it comes out al yedei kanapogum? In both cases, the bottom line is that by the time you got to the rive, the third that was done before the rive was done as a maisa shechita. So who cares what predated the second third? Who cares if the first third came through a crack or it came through a hagrama? What's that relevant to the middle third, which is the rive? As long as the chiyas happened al yedei maisa shechita, that should be enough. That's the svaras that we have to understand over here. There are a lot more kashas and svaras that are spoken about in the Rishonim and Bechlau. Merch Hashem, hopefully will just be Masber one Nakuda, which hopefully will be shaykh to be used for more Ian and the Sugya, if a person wants to look on their own. So the svar that you can say is like this. The question is, when there's a psul hagroma, when the Torah, the halacha by Shem Sinai is that if a person makes a shechita out of the zone of the makam shechita, is the pshat in the hagrama that's actually a psul mamish, that there's a psul of hagrama, or simply the fact that it's not in the makam shechita? Is it considered as if I actually invalidated the shechita al yedei making a hagrama? Or simply by the mere fact that the hagrama is not in the makam shechita, we cannot count that hagrama towards the rest of the shechita. However, let's say we're able to subsequently provide a ma'isa shechita, so then it's not a problem if before that there was hagrama. However, if hagrama itself is a psul, then even though we subsequently provide a certain level of a ma'aser shechita, that's going to create a problem in the shechita. So it's very possible that that's the svara of the machloikas over here in the Gemara. The Taisus later on the Flamin Amid Beis, which if you'd like to hear Ashlam a little bit to this discussion, you can listen to the shir over there. Taisus over there is discussing a sugya that the Gemara says over there in the Flamin Amid Beis, right before the Mishnah, Boyer of Papa, if Papa had a shayla, Hichlid bin miyot simonim mahu. If a person did chalada, if he did chalada on a miyot simonim, on only a small amount of the simonim, mahu, what's the halacha? So first of all, we explained before, chalada means he went under the proper, under the skin, or even though he's in the proper makam shechita, but he went under the different, either the fur or the skin or the wool. So therefore, the problem is that, that's a psul of chalada, lachum esh misina, you're not allowed to do such a thing, you have to be able to see the shechita clearly. So the Rebbe wants to know, let's say most of the shechita was a good shechita, but there was one point where the knife went under. So mahu, do you say that invalidates the whole shechita or not? Teku, the halacha is teku, which means tishvi etayas kushas v'yibayas, and Rashi explains that means that the proper halacha is to be machmer. We are supposed to be machmer when there's the chalada b'miyot sumonim. So now, Rashi explains that what's the shayla over here? The shayla was, Zok Rashi, Hichlid b'miyot simonim, l'achar sheshochat rubay behechsher. He already shechted most of the shechita was kosher. At the end of the whole thing, there was one part that he did a chalada. So do you say, ha'shtachet shapet b'rayv simonim? You already shechted most of the simon in a kosher way. Oy Dilma, or do you say, kulos chadash chitahu ve'isba chalada? the whole Ma'aseh Shechita is one big Ma'aseh Shechita, and in the Ma'aseh Shechita, there is a Chaloda. Now, what is the Svara that the Ma'aseh Shechita is one big Ma'aseh Shechita? What kind of Svara is that? There's a halacha that if you shecht Rav Simanim, Rav Simanim are what you need to be mapped the Kriyas of the animal, and the Shechita is kosher. Vayis Lois from Rashi, that the Ma'aseh Shechita itself, when it's done al yedei, a derech of Shechita, you have to consider the whole Ma'aseh Shechita, even though you didn't necessarily need the whole Ma'aseh Shechita for the kashrus, but once you have the whole Ma'aseh Shechita, you have to rechon the whole thing. You find this Svara very clearly in a Rashi later on. Rashi later on, Adaf Yudalad Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, Amid Aleph says, by case of Shehiya, that if a person shechts one simen in the oif, and then the oif is not dying, he shouldn't continue the shechita. Rather, he should hit the oif on the head and kill it like that. What's the pshat? The pshat is because even though one simen by oif is kosher, still, if you'll go ahead and you'll make a Ma'aseh Shechita to finish off this Shechita, that's going to parcel up it's going to invalidate the Ma'aseh Shechita. The Tzuras HaShechita is going to be Chal, a Psul in the Tzuras HaShechita, and you're going to have a Psul Shehira. So Rashi is telling you, even though Chalada, B'miyot, Basra, is technically not necessary, a not necessary part of the Shechita, still you look at that as part of the Shechita. And then the next Rashi in the Aflam and Beis says, on the Teiku, Rashi says, L'chumra, Rashi brings our Gemara in the Afitasim and Aleph. And Rashi says, V'gavi ha'grama nami, and our sugya of ha'grama as well, where the Gemara had all kinds of cases of Shachat Shlesh, Rehigim Shlesh, Shachat Shlesh. Zot Rashi, it doesn't matter. Once it came into the Ma'aseh Shechita, all these cases are going to be puzzled because once it's a part of the action of the Shechita and there was a grama within this Ma'aseh Shechita, of dealing with Chumra, we have to be Machmer. In Mirtz Hashem, we will discuss on Daf Lamed a little bit, Shitas HaTaisus over there. Taisus is chaylik on this. Taisus holds that the Shakavatai in the Gemara is not talking about where it was Halada b'miyat Basra. Rather, the Shakavatai was talking about Halada b'miyat Kama. But if Halada b'miyat Basra, it would not be a psul. So getting back to our Shaila and our Gemara. So we see from here, from this Rashi and Daf Lamed, that there's a concept of something being part of the Derech HaShechita. If something is part of the Derech HaShechita, that itself, even though it's not necessary to be part of the actual Shechita, that could possibly invalidate it. So now, Hagrama is a Maisa that's done out of the zone of Shechita. So you could say as follows, Hagrama, since it's out of the zone of Shechita, that cannot be considered something that's passing up the Maisa Shechita, because it's not Maisa Shechita. Or you could say no, Hagrama is a psul, it is part of the Ma'aseh Shechita, and therefore it is a possible Shechita, and that's going to affect the other part of the Shechita. With that, we can understand a little bit the concept of Kanapogam. Kanapogam, the pshat is that there is no Ma'aseh possible of the Shechita. The Kana was already Pogam before. We don't need the Shechita, the Shechita is not what made the Kanapogam. It was already there before. Hagrama, you made the Kanapogam. So on that, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. If the Hagrama is a Ma'aseh Psul, so then the Rabbanan say you can't shtel it to the Kanapogam. However, if the Hagrama is not a Ma'aseh Psul, it's just a pshat, it's not in the Magam Shechita, so then you don't have to starve the Ma'aseh of Hagrama to the Shechita. And therefore, you could be machsher the chelik of the Shechita that was done, the second third that was there, the Mepechias came out through the second third. So again, if the Ma'aseh was a psul, so then it's a psul b'poil, it's not just a heder of a makam shechita, so it comes out, as soon as you made agrama, your shechita made it into nevela. So it's worse than a kanapogam, because kanapogam didn't make it into nevela. Here, your mamas made a puzzle shechita, so now you can't be mistarif afterwards, the next part of the shechita. It's like the Rashi says about hitting the bird on the head. You're gonna mess up the shechita by having a puzzle part to it. And here it's the reverse, it started off puzzle, so it's already ruined according to Rabbanon. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yossi, Berei, the Rabbi Yehuda, then for Karet, then the pshat is that the psul is not, it's not the etzem of psul all over the place. Hagrama is stam, it's yotzem and makam shchita, so, Memela Roiv is kosher, so, cause you have the shchita, and you went out of makam shchita, after it doesn't matter. So that's, according to him, so you see from there that it's equivalent to kana pogum. So equivalent to kana pogum, Memela is akhti gemara, that according to him it will be kosher even in this case.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.